Palm Sunday is the beginning of what the church calendar calls Holy Week. It's a story of the last week of Jesus' life on earth. Palm Sunday begins the story. This was when the Jewish people gathered to celebrate Passover, to celebrate the ancient story of the Exodus, to celebrate being freed from the slavery of Egypt. During this Passover time, the Jewish people gathered together, creating a large group of people that scared the authorities. The Romans didn't like it. What if there was a revolt? So as Jesus entered one side of the city, celebrated by the Jewish people and perhaps some Gentile believers, the Romans entered the other side of the city in all their military glory, showing by their numbers that they were in charge. Jesus could have chosen a different day, a different location, but he didn't. Knowing that what he did would annoy those who were in power, he entered the city as a leader, but not in a way that put himself above others. He demonstrated his leadership style by how he presented himself. He chose a donkey for transportation, a sign of peace and humility, not a big war horse. This was no king with soldiers and arms. His way of the world was to offer love, not war. He was very different than both the Romans had expected or the Jewish people had imagined. The parade of welcome that we hear of is often deceiving. We choose to think of a huge, joyful parade with everyone all on the same page, but not everyone joined in. And even though he was welcomed with symbols of power, there were very few that really understood what he was about. The Romans and leaders of the synagogue each saw him as a threat. His own followers still clung to the hope that he would be the new Moses and take them out of Roman oppression, fight with them, lead them away to a new place to be. But throughout his stories and his actions, Jesus provoked people to think, to re-examine their choices, their motives, to consider what they really wanted, who they really were. He provoked emotions. He provoked thinking. He provoked action. He provoked love. And yet rarely, not never, but rarely, did Jesus pit people against each other or provoke with violence. He offered clear alternatives. He asked them to recognize how their choices brought justice to their world, how their choices lifted up the ill, the poor, the downtrodden. Jesus still provokes us to examine our choices. I wonder if he were to come in a parade today, where would we be? Would we accompany him, pushing at the authorities to love, not to offer love and not war? Would we be scared of what living love would do to our lives? Would it make life harder? Do we prefer to give in to the fear and just quietly slink away, hoping that no one will notice that we didn't take a stand? Jesus did not ask people to be content with where they were. In fact, he asked them to be discontent. He asked them to go against rules that stifled lives. He asked them to make bold choices that would give others safety and shelter. He asked them to look for justice, not retribution. He asked them to share love and life so that others might do so also. He asked them then. He asks us now. There are many people who don't want to hear what Jesus wants us to do. They don't want to hear about how standing up for the right things will make you unpopular. They certainly don't like to hear about the days when Jesus was crucified, because that's nasty stuff. But we need to know the fullness of what was happening that week. We need to remember that following God gets us into trouble, but that God will lift us out of it. There are services that are suggested that bundle up Palm Sunday with the Good Friday story, and I think that we miss a lot by doing that. We need to know the politics that Jesus engaged in and the struggle of the people on that Palm Sunday. We need to know that it wasn't all sweetness and light. There was a real clash of power happening that day. Power that would hold people down. Power that could hold people up. There were huge choices to be made. Some people chose not to get involved at all. Some people came and got caught up without really knowing what was happening. A few people realized the danger and stood beside the road, welcoming a more caring, compassionate way of being in the world. There are some who still won't hear the whole story. They'll probably say that, "We know what happens. See you on Easter morning." But on one week, Jesus is being celebrated. The next thing you know, his enemies have killed him. But he's not dead, he's alive. You're missing something. We need the whole thing. We need to feel the bewilderment of his followers through the week and their despair at his death, the anger of those that feared him, the disdain of the Romans, the surprise and joy of the disciples that the tomb was empty. Because new life can only come with a death, and death comes after a journey. We need to know the whole thing, because, as Jesus knew and showed us, faithful people engage in politics. Through this Palm Sunday story, riding on that darn donkey, Jesus said, "Don't give in to the power. Do what you know to be right, not for yourself, but for others." We need the whole story because we continue to live this ourselves. We continue to have these events in life that pit the powerful against the weak. We continue to struggle to lift up those who need support the most, because peer pressure says that when we do that, we lose our status. We continue to have to deal with anger and despair in life. We need to know the whole story because we need to know that God, through the story of Jesus, provokes us into putting love first, provokes us into choosing the less violent way, provokes us into using actions of care instead of words of anger and fear. And that once we're in the mess, but have stood up with our faith shining for those who need us the most, God will lift us up. Jesus entered Jerusalem vulnerable, offering all that he had for the love of others. Our faith in this man and our God challenges us to do the same. Can we follow the example of the one that we name ourselves for? Christians, followers of God's chosen one, who showed us that we come not with anger, but in peace, with love. Amen.